Hello, lovely people, and welcome to my podcast, Gems with M. I am your host, Shell Donald, and today's special is Happy Thanksgiving. It's Grateful Thursdays on the podcast. Let's do this. Okay, the topics are interest rates and car notes, earning capital, takeoff, loans, Ice Spice, Coil Ray, Drake controversy, difference between being knowledgeable versus pretending to know everything, gaming buddies, normalize getting off government assistance, when to leave your parents' house, knowing the difference between jail talk and just lies, and men expressing their emotions versus women expressing their emotions. All right, the first topic, I'm going to go ahead and jump into it. Interest rates and car notes. What people fail to tell you is there's such thing as interest rate and there's a such thing as principal when it comes to your car notes. So say, for instance, you pay the car note early, you pay a little extra money on it. That goes towards your interest and your principal for your car note. People don't tell you the difference because that shit does affect your fucking credit in many ways. And that's one thing that, you know, a lot of parents probably haven't taught a lot of us, or some things that we end up learning on our own because either paying a car note late or either, you know, find out about it after the fact. But, you know, be mindful of things like that because you don't want to run into those type of problems, because then, you know, it leaves the question of why the fuck didn't I get told about interest rates or, you know, principals in the beginning when I got my car. But that's for every car note. No matter who you finance your car through, you got an interest rate and then you got the principal. So, you know, always just be mindful of that. Car notes, also be mindful of your budget of what you can pay and what the fuck you cannot pay, because just because it's a new car don't always mean you can afford it. Your job may be on water budget today. You know, you may have champagne dreams and your car note make it look like, you know, you got a budget of a fucking Pinto. But, you know, be mindful and just be, you know, take heed of that. All right, the next topic is earning capital. Earning capital means basically what your business generated over time, what you earn, and basically what's, you know, being as far as revenue and being built into your business. Earning capital can be an easy thing if you're getting the sales and you're putting yourself out there promoting and whatnot. That's your money right there secured. When people tell you, hey, I need to earn capital. Well, you know, you need to promote, you need to do things that brings in revenue for your business. So that way you can look back on it and be like, damn, I earned a lot of capital from this. You know, it's just something to keep in mind, because most people, you know, I'm still learning that myself with me being a small business owner and being in business for a year. I'm like, damn, like somebody could have really taught me that. You know, I could have looked in some books for that, but I really, you know, I researched it, but I never understood why it was so hard to earn capital when you try to go get a phone or you try to go get a car or, you know, just anything for your business. And then, you know, everybody's being stepped on with you and you don't have no goddamn capital. That shit is crazy. But anyways, I'm not going to stay on the topic for long. All right, next topic is rest in peace to that man, Takeoff. That was a beautiful send off that they did for him. I'm glad, you know, that his case got put on, you know, the homicides. That homicide show that 50 Cent, you know, produced it and whatnot. I'm so glad to hear about that, because there's a lot of cold cases that go cold where they have the person they have in mind that they think killed them. But, you know, just respect these folks, family, y'all. The fact of that video generating and going viral of him laying on the ground, that was disrespectful. That was low down. Whoever the fuck posted that needs your ass whooped. I know I'm late on this topic, but I don't give a damn. Somebody need to whoop y'all asses for that, because that his family didn't need to see that. His fans, including myself, damn sure didn't need to see that. It's a time and a place for everything, and that was sleazy. And if you're gonna sell it to the media takeout, you should have did that on your own time. That's something you just don't do. When it comes to Delphi, you need to leave shit like that alone. Shit is low down. All right, next topic. I'm pretty sure a lot of black, white, whatever you are, you know, whatever your race is, I'm pretty sure a lot of y'all don't ran into the issue with loans. All right, what people don't tell you, when you take out loans, pay attention to the APR, pay attention to everything, your attributions, all that stuff that goes wrapped into the loan. Don't just be signing your life away, folks, because I'm telling you, them loans will fucking fuck you up in the end. Loans are one of those things that, you know, like a payday loan, something that you need, you know, just, and when you're in a tight bunch. But what they don't tell you, them folks will hassle you. Even if you pay on time, they want those loans supposed to help build your credit, but it also can tear your fucking credit down. What people don't tell you, that shit kills you if you late on a loan, no matter how many days it is. What they cannot do, they can't take your car. Now, if you out here just getting $1,000 worth of loan, then, you know, that's a different principle. But if you out here taking like a $200, $300 loan, they still have to take you to small claims court for that. And people don't understand that. You know, you need to be more knowledgeable when you take out loans. Loans can either make or break a thing. And my thing is, you can't get no money. Okay, if I'm borrowing a loan, if I'm getting a loan from you, it's at my discretion. I have to pay it back. Yes, granted, you give me a date for it. But who's to say I get paid that week for my job or something like that? You don't know. You know, I'm getting a loan from you. So how the fuck am I rolling in fucking dough if I'm getting a loan from you? But, you know, just be mindful to pay these people back and make sure y'all, if you don't have to, don't get no damn loan. Because I tell you, them loans going to be irritating the shit out of you. Them folks going to call you. They're going to get on your nerve. Some of everything. But, you know, I can stay on that all day on educating y'all about that. But y'all should, you know, just do your research before you take out these loans and know who you dealing with. Because there's some real fucking loan sharks out here in this fucking world. Anyways, next topic. Ice Spice and Coi Leray. I don't know who keep making these people famous. No offense to nobody, but I'm sorry. That shit with that bikini bottom and that munch, it's catchy. But I will say that that's the new generation of music. So it's catchy for the new generation. For us, you know, older generation with the R&B, with the real true hip-hop, the real grind of it, this shit sounds like a bunch of shit that was made in a fucking basement somewhere. Something that was made for a catchy trend, like for TikTok. Like, Coi Leray and Ice Spice, I feel like, are strictly just TikTok artists. That's what I feel like. If they was to be pushed to put the bars out there, I don't know if it'll work. But I feel like if somebody was to push them and hone in on their craft with them, they probably would make it. But right now, in my eyes, those are TikTok artists. I'm not taking them from them. I'm not knocking them. But between those two, I'm sorry, they TikTok artists. That's all I see it as. I don't see it as true penmanship, true artistry. I just see it as, oh, this is catchy. Hey, I put some shit together and, you know, hey, it became a trend. It went viral overnight. But I ain't gonna stay on that because y'all know y'all be having y'all little cults about shit like that, about Coi Leray and all these motherfuckers. When I ain't in the move all that because I'm not a part of the council culture and I don't give a fuck about a council culture. So my thing is, they are trendy ass TikTok artists. That's how I feel about that. I don't know why everybody keep saying, oh, they can really do it. Okay, just because a person can flow off of one bar, this and that and third, does not make them a true fucking a true MC or a true fucking icon for the rap game or the hip hop game or anything like that. Like, what are y'all getting confused on? I'm confused. But hey, it is what it is. Next topic, Drake controversy. I don't know what be going on lately with that shit, but that shit is funny to me because the collab album him and 20 May, the shit is funny because I know how to differentiate between the artist and the fucking person. And getting butthurt about everything that people say in the world, you know, the world is already a fucked up place. It's already fucking chaotic. So getting mad about what an artist got going on, it's kind of a little loopy to me. A lot of shit is loopy to me. Drake, yeah, he was fucked up for some of the shit he said, but, you know, me as a person, I don't like to read today because I'm not fucking destroying my peace because the artists feel like women are hoes or whatever the fuck they may feel like. I don't give a damn because they don't pay me at the end of the day. They don't pay my paychecks. I don't have to listen to their music. You don't have to support that shit. Turn it off. That's how I feel. I turn shit off. If I'm not fucking with it, I ain't fucking with this message that is so-called sending or whatever. I'm turning this shit off. I'm not indulging in that because that's what they want you to do. That's how they get their money. That's how they generate their sales. If everybody stops supporting certain shit or whatever artist or whoever, guess what? They'll shut the fuck up. They got to find some way to drive themselves. And y'all beating into it and actually listen to that and be like, oh, da, da, da. If you don't fuck with it, don't fuck with it. Because I know me, for damn sure, I'm not going to fuck with something that I don't care about. Whether it's a video game, whether it's a TV show, whether it's an artist, whatever. I don't give a damn. Culture vultures. That's what it means. It's social media climbing. It's social, a motherfucker that's trying to climb the ladder basically by y'all keeping them relevant. But y'all don't see it like that. So, it is what it is. Anyway, next topic. Difference between being knowledgeable versus pretending to know everything. Anybody can learn anything. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is wisdom. Knowledge is everything you can imagine it would be. But I can't stand a motherfucker that pretends to know everything. Be knowledgeable, baby. You don't want to be fucking a pretender that claims they know everything. Just like when it comes to the gaming community or anything else. Everybody swear they're a gaming fucking connoisseur or they know what the fuck going on out here in the world. Just because you finding out shit between social media platforms does not mean you know every fucking thing. Just because you know this game or that game does not make you the cornerstone of gaming. It does not make you a gaming connoisseur. A motherfucker can know so much about shooter games, but probably don't know a goddamn thing about an adventure game or RPG game or what the fuck ever. Stop lying, saying that's what you know. If you don't really know it, there's nothing wrong with being honest and being authentic and being like, hey, look, I don't know about that game. You know, I never played such and such game. I don't play that role of game. I'm not a variety person that play variety games. I just stick to this game. Or my favorite, when it comes to music, y'all motherfuckers don't be knowing this shit, but y'all be swearing up and down, oh, I listen to that artist. I listen to that artist. Can't tell me what their first album was. what their accolades are, or anything pertaining to that artist that draws you into liking them, or what made you into hip-hop, what made you into rap, or anything. That's just anything in life, especially with fucking trends of fashion. Oh, I'm a fashion designer. Oh, I know this, or I know that. Just because you know one said aspect of this does not mean you know every fucking thing. I'd rather be a knowledgeable person than a motherfucker that pretends to know every fucking thing. That's just my tea on that. Anyways, next topic, gaming buddies. It's cool to have gaming buddies, but some of y'all need to learn how to differentiate between I don't fucking want you, I'm just playing a game with you, versus I'm trying to fucking hit on you. The signs are very clear. The vibes are also very clear. Men and women, here is a PSA. Stop thinking everybody fucking wants you or your significant other just because they're fucking gaming with you. I want a gaming buddy, somebody that can relate to me, not somebody I'm trying to fucking crush on and get in a relationship with. If it happens, cool. But if I'm not single and it clearly shows that I'm not single, why are you pushing interest to make it seem like I'm a creep or a thirst trapper? I'm trying to fucking talk to you. I don't want you. I just want to play the game with somebody that's like-minded. Motherfuckers that I can escape reality with. Why in the fuck do y'all think the first thing a woman or a man wants when they get on the game and they playing with you, whether they have a significant other with you or not, is that they fucking want you? Baby, I don't want you. I don't even fucking know you. I didn't care if I did know you. I'm playing the game with you. That shit all should matter. Hey, bro, I got me a gaming buddy. That's cool. But motherfuckers can't be gaming buddies now because y'all take shit so fucking overboard that it's fucking ridiculous. I kid you not. In the span of the past couple months that I done played with people from last year to now, between me being in that fucking gamer group and all that shit with the women, I've run into issues with more women than fucking men. I could be gaming with somebody's significant other or something, and the first thing somebody say, oh, she trying to flirt with my man or something like that. Baby, I don't want your fucking man. I have my own man. And what I find weird is when me and my husband be trying to find like-minded people to play with, the first thing they do, they try to hit on him, or my favorite, hit on a friend of mine's, and then get mad because they're like, we're not interested. That's not what I'm looking for. Just looking for a game, but, okay, knock the air out your chest, bitch. It's not serious. Nobody wants you. We just want to play the game. Well, I gotta damn near scramble eggs on your fucking head for you to understand that neither one of us want you. But hey, I could be on that topic all motherfucking day today, and I ain't gonna do it. Next topic, normalize getting off government assistance. There's people in life. My mom used to be on government assistance. Plenty of my friends were on government assistance. But my thing to everybody is the message should be to get off government assistance. No one wants to be in the system forever on fucking government assistance. You don't want to be 60, 70 years old like most people are out here today. Still depending on fucking government assistance. It should be generational wealth that you depend on, not fucking government assistance for the rest of your fucking life because you got 6 to 7, 8, 20, whatever amount of fucking kids. You should embed that into your children. Do not rely on government assistance because they are tracking and paying attention to every little fucking thing that you're doing. Any money that you get from them and they find out it's a lie, they're gonna make you pay that shit back. Normalize getting off that. It's normal to get off of it. You don't have to stay on it ever to prove a fucking point. If you got the funds for it and you know you don't need it no more, cut that shit off. Don't nobody want to have government assistance till they fucking die and they have nothing to show for it. Normalize that it is normal and it's okay to not be on government assistance. Normalize when you finally reach the point of wealth that you need, get off government assistance. I can't stress that enough, people. Get off of it. Next topic, when to leave your parents' house. I'm not knocking anyone that stays with their parents, but listen to me and listen to me clear when I say this. Everybody cannot stay with their fucking parents. I don't know where y'all getting this idea from. I'm gonna go back home, my mom. If shit was already raggedy and rough then, and shit still is in that same retrospect, if you try to move back in with them, what the fuck make you think it's gonna work with y'all staying together? It's okay not to stay with your parents. But also learn and know when to fucking leave your parents' home or whoever you stay with. Normalize that it's okay to leave. All this bragging about, oh shit, y'all out here struggling real busy. I stay with my parents. Okay, they're going to eventually want your ass to get the fuck out. They're going to eventually want their own space. You're going to eventually, there's nothing like having your own fucking space. I cannot stress that enough to people. I don't understand what y'all don't understand about that. It's a beautiful thing when you have your own space. You can have sex how you want. You can do whatever you want in your own home. Why do y'all feel comfortable wanting to have sex in your parents' house? Because I damn sure wasn't comfortable whenever something like that did happen. And I'm a woman that lost my virginity at 18 or 19 years of fucking old. Actually, 19. That shit's not cute. I'm trying to get my groove and I'm trying to do this. I can't be comfortable in my parents' house having fucking sex. How are y'all comfortable? Because I damn sure don't be comfortable. I don't even stay with my parents. I haven't stayed with my mom in 20 something fucking years. I'm 30 years old. Ain't no way in hell. So I say again, know when to leave and know when to stay. Saving money and trying to get on your feet, fine. But when you got motherfucker digging in your pocket because you're staying with your parents, they got you paying this, that third and the fucking bill, you're not saving shit. You're creating more debt for yourself. So know when to fucking pull the plug on staying with your parents and when to leave. Understand that. Next topic. Knowing the difference between jail talk and just lies. I've dated plenty of people that have been locked up, and I don't understand what the infatuation with fucking jail talk is, but it's all fictional bullshit. It's lies. I don't understand why y'all be falling for this shit. I remember I dated a motherfucker, and the first thing a motherfucker said was, yeah, when I get home, it's all about me and you, baby. Motherfucker calling about 4 or 5 different other motherfuckers. Giving the same old tired-ass rap. Yeah, baby, put some money on my books. I'm going to call you later on today. Nigga, you ain't got no cell phone. Nigga, you on the jail phone. What the fuck are you talking about? And I ain't knocking nobody that got somebody that's in jail, but that's your business. That's your prerogative, baby. You do that. But know the difference between a fucking lie and it's just jail talk. Jail talk just to get me by, help the time pass by in this motherfucker. That's all it fucking is. All them 15. Now, if you got a motherfucker that's solid down with you, that's your business. You know, you do your thing, whatever that is. But I'd be damned for a motherfucker finna lie to me. I done been there with that shit. That shit is stupid. That's way before I got my husband. I'm sorry. That is dumb. Yeah, girl, I miss you and I love you and all that. What the fuck is that? I'm holding you down. Why you gotta lie to me? Tell the truth. Be honest. Nigga, you locked up. What the fuck can you do? Bitches too. But I'm just saying, know the difference, y'all. Y'all so quick to, my man on me, oh, when he home, it's over, period. Okay, period, whatever. Whatever. Just know the same shit he probably running to you. If you know your man's a fucking cheater, your woman's a cheater, you should know that you ain't the only motherfucker they talking to when you in jail. I don't expect it to, but goddamn, at least have common fucking sense, people. Last topic. And I'm going to wrap this up like this. Men expressing their emotions versus women expressing their emotions. It is easier for a woman to express her emotion in so many ways for a person that she truly loves versus a man expressing his emotion for a woman that he truly loves. It's harder for them because it's harder to put in words, especially if I'm trying to explain to you, hey, baby, I love you. But it's deeper than what you think it is. And then they try to explain it. Y'all don't be quick to cut these men off when they say that. I'm trying to explain to you how I love you. And it's making them emotional for them to tell you because y'all so quick to want a fucking dominant, mean-ass man. I don't want no mean-ass man. I don't want no man that's mean as fuck. My husband is not mean to me. If he's trying to explain his feeling to me, he's telling me, baby, I love you. You know, you're the center of my world. You know, you my soul, my everything. Listen to these people. Listen to your man. Listen to your significant other. Y'all be fucking missing out on a blessing because y'all be ready to, oh, he could tell so-and-so how much he feel about them, but what about me? He could tell his homeboy. Goddamn, you ain't got a nigga time to tell you anything about them thing. Or the man any time to tell you anything. Because you being a bullhead. You being a bitch about nothing. And yes, it can be hard for women to express their emotions as well. Hey, baby, I love you. But it's so many words in the book that I could think of to express how I feel, but it's hard to explain. Everybody's not good with words. Some people can write it down. Some people can, you know, present it through music. There's millions of ways to express yourself. You don't have to just, you know, say it through words. If you're a person that expresses through music, beautiful. If you're a person that expresses it through pictures or, you know, whatever that can help you, you know, explain how you truly feel, then I say go for it. Stop being hard on the difference. Stop being hard on each other. The opposite sex shouldn't be catching flat because they don't know how to express themselves to you. Y'all need to learn how to learn and grow with each other. Know that. Same with the women. Hey, you can't express yourself, baby girl. Do it through music. Do it through flowers. Do it through, you know, whatever makes you comfortable expressing yourself. I say go forward and do that. And on that note, you guys, I love y'all. Be safe. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope everybody's good. Everybody stays safe and be careful out here. Understand COVID is still out here. Take the proper measurements that you need to be safe and don't get sick. Cover up because I know it's been a little drafty and windy in a lot of places because it's cold. And I shall see y'all next Tuesday. I know I'm behind, but hey, I love y'all and deuces.